Rebecca Pearl recounts the story of a boy in Papua New Guinea. From the time he was small, Gami Akij knew he was destined to be the leader of his people and learned to be a powerful sorcerer.
You are about to hear a true story told by Rebecca Joy Pearl, 23 years old, missionary to Papua New Guinea. Rebecca is the oldest child of Michael and Debbie Pearl. This story was told at the July 97 Youth Missions Camp, sponsored by the church at Cane Creek.
Get to New Guinea, I fly to Los Angeles, California, and then from Los Angeles to probably Brisbane or Sydney, Australia. That's about a 16-hour flight. And then from there to Port Moresby, the capital of New Guinea. From Port Moresby to Madang, which is a smaller coastal town. And from Madang, you catch a helicopter or a bush plane to a grass airstrip in the Simbai district. And from there, you walk 6 hours to the village. It takes about 2 or 3 days to make the entire trip. Now, about 30 years ago, in this island of Papua New Guinea, there was a village there in the Simbai district called Ikrom. Now, the leader of this village was a man named Akij. Sometimes I forget his name. He was the undisputed leader of his people. He was the eldest son of the eldest son, as far back as anybody could remember, and that made him the leader. When he was born, his father taught him all the important things of their culture. And he was a mighty warrior. He knew how to shoot his bow and arrow. He knew how to fight. He'd killed many, many people. He'd eaten his enemies, and he was a very feared man. Now, Akij married a girl from a neighboring tribe, and one day his wife said to him, "Akij, we're going to have a baby boy. And when he is born, he's going to be the future leader." To the Kumboi custom, when it came time for his wife to deliver, they went out into the jungle, far away from the village. There's a fly bothering me. And and there in the jungle, she delivered the baby on banana leaves. And Akij held up his son, and he said, "Gami, my son, Mbayimpasau, the leader has been born." And from that day forward, he began to teach Gami everything about being a Kumboi leader. There in the Ikrom village, the trees are very large, big. They're about the size of a car at the base. And they're filled with bats in the top, bats with 6-foot wingspans. And they love to eat bats. And from a small child, Gami was taught how to shoot these bats and bring them home to eat. That was one of his favorite sports. Also, in the jungle, it's up and down. You know, that mountains are about 7,000 feet altitude, and the valleys go down so low that sometimes you find saltwater pools that the ocean has come up through, just going straight up and down. And he learned to hike those mountains. He learned where all the villages were. His father taught him how to make bows and arrows out of the hardwood they call blackwood. And he taught him how to pray to the spirits. And as time went on, he got his favorite witch doctor there in the village to begin to teach Gami sorcery. The Kumboi culture was entirely wrapped up in sorcery. Nobody there ever died just by natural causes. It was always because someone had worked worked a spell on him, and he died. Even if the guy had been sick with pneumonia for 2 years, nevertheless, someone had worked a spell and given him pneumonia. And the people were just always in fear of offending somebody that had power with the spirits. And therefore, Gami was taught to have greater power with the spirits as a leader, that he would be able to kill people with sorcery. When he was about 13 years old, his father said, "Gami, it's time for you to become a man. It's time for you to leave your mother's house and move into the men's house." They have two different houses there in the village, one for the men, one for the women. And he said, "Tonight we're going to have the nose-piercing ritual for you, and you're going to become a man and leave your mother's house." That evening, all the men of the village gathered, and they painted their faces with white clay, and they put the bird of paradise feathers in their hair and wore the green beetles strung across their forehead. And they danced and they sang around the fire, and towards the evening, the end of the climax of the party, they grabbed Gami and they pulled out this part of his nose and they thrust a sharp bone through it. And they pierced his nose, and from then on, he was considered a man. And all the men of the village that he admired had that hole through their nose and that bone. And from that time forward, he lived with his father in the men's house. And he began to learn the secrets of the men that they kept from the women, the secrets of sorcery and the spirits and the names of the spirits and where they live and how to get in contact with them. He learned the fine arts of killing people with different kinds of poison, how to mix it, how to give it, the spells to make. All of these very important things for the Kumboi leader he learned. He loved his father very much, and his father loved him. And they were very close. And about when he was 17 years old, a neighboring village, one night a man snuck over, and he killed a man in their village, in the Kumboi village. And the next morning when the people got up, there was a man dead in their village. And the men were angry, and they got up and they said, "We're going to fight. This means war." And the women were screaming and wailing in terror, and the men were making lots and lots of arrows and getting their bows out, and the boys were excited. This is the first fight that they'd seen. And Gami, his father said, "Gami, this fight, you're going to prove you're a man. You're going to fight with me." And sure enough, about 3 days later, the villages met, and they began to fight. And men and women were dying everywhere with bows and arrows and spears. And their side, the women began to scream and run from the village, and Gami was beside his father, shooting bows and arrows. And he realized, he looked around as he saw his uncles fall in battle and his brothers fall in battle. He realized that they were losing. And soon his father got wounded, and he cried out, "Gami, we're going to lose. Let's run." And they began to run and run, and they ran for hours through the dark jungle at night until they got far enough away they could stop and rest. And there at another place called Foge Foge, they stopped and they counted their people, and many, many of them were dead. And they'd been run off their land. They'd lost the battle. And Gami began to look around, and he said, "Father, where's Mother?" And they couldn't find her that night. And the next day they went looking, and they found her with an arrow in her side. And Gami's mother was dead. And the people began to mourn. She was an important lady, the wife of a leader. And they believed that her spirit would hover as long as her memory lasted. Therefore, they cut off her head, because they believed the spirit was in the skull. And they saved that head, and they kept it in the top of the hut for many years, because as long as this lady's memory lasted, her spirit would stay in that skull. And out of respect, they kept that skull, and they buried her body. And they painted their bodies with white mud until they looked like dead right out of the grave themselves. Their whole bodies were covered with mud, and they would wail, "Amiande, Amiande, Akumum, Akumum, our mother is dead." And for years, the younger children, Leonie was the youngest, she was only two, they had a hard time because the women there did most of the work. The mother did all the gardening and taking care of the pigs. And half of the people in the village were dead. They'd been run off of their village, so they didn't have a place to live, no houses. They no longer had their gardens, and for years it was a struggle just to stay alive. And it was a couple years later, Akij said to Gami, he said, "There's not much of a people left here, and we've lost our land." But he said, "My son, you will be the next leader. I'm getting old, and I've taught you everything I know. I've taught you how to kill, how to use sorcery." But he said, "There's nothing more I can teach you, and your people, they're going to need a great leader to help them win back their land, to help them take revenge on their enemies." He said, "I've heard that somewhere out by the coast, out there by the ocean, now on a clear day standing on our mountain, you can see 80 miles out to the ocean and the volcanic islands out there. And so though the people have never been off of their mountain, they know that there's water out there. They can see it." And he said, "I've heard that out there close to the water, there's a school for witch doctors. And that if you go there, they can make you a mighty sorcerer." They call it a priest. And he said, "I'm going to sell all of my pigs, and I'm going to take you down to the airstrip and ask that Australian pilot to take you to town." And that's what he did. And for the first time in his life, Gami Akij walked into Leh, a coastal town there, and he couldn't believe his eyes.
As always, we hope you were blessed by what you've heard today. And again, remember to check out our great weekly online specials.